Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A heat advisory remains active for our WVIK listening area until 8 o'clock this evening. The National Weather Service is forecasting a heat index value of 104 in Moline by noon today and 103 in Dubuque. Strong to severe thunderstorms, though, are possible late this afternoon and evening, which may help bring down temperatures in some areas. High heat and humidity are expected to persist through at least Wednesday. A new report shows Linn County, Iowa, has higher cancer rates than both the state and national averages. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it affects some populations and areas more than others.
The report highlights disparities in race and sex and identifies rural areas as having a higher cancer burden than urban areas. Linn County Director of Public Health Pramod Dwivedi says black men are twice as likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer as white men. However, there are still many unknown risk factors that may be impacting which populations have higher incidence rates than others.
I'm not in a situation where I could tell you, what are the real risk factors or the risk factors that may not be elsewhere, which may be causing more cancer, the higher rate of cancer incidence in our community.
Dwivedi says cancer is a major public health issue in the county, and there is an urgent need for targeted prevention efforts. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The regional water utility for the Des Moines area says recent rainfall contributed to slightly higher nitrate levels in the Raccoon River late last week, but the drop in consumer demand with the lawn watering ban still in effect has helped the utility keep pace with nitrate removal. Tammy Madsen is executive director of Central Iowa Water Works.
So we are continuing to monitor the nitrate levels in the rivers, but for now, we just need to continue to stay vigilant with the lawn watering ban so that we can reduce the capacity to be able to continue providing water that meets all safe drinking water standards.
Madsen says residents would hear directly from Central Iowa Water Works if drinking water violates federal standards. Illinois' unemployment rate still remains well above the national average. The Illinois Department of Employment Security reports the state's monthly jobless rate held steady at 4.8% in May. That's above the U.S. unemployment rate of 4.2%. Meanwhile, Iowa's unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6% last month from 3.5% in April. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are ramping up raids on farms, ranches, and dairies as part of the Trump administration's efforts to deport unauthorized immigrants. As Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Arzate reports, some immigration experts say the effort could hurt an industry that depends on immigrant labor.
Rural communities and immigrant workers are concerned about raids, according to Sonia Parras, an immigration attorney in Des Moines, Iowa. She provided legal services in 2008 when ICE raided a meatpacking plant and arrested nearly 400 people in the city of Postville.
When that administration, to me, prioritizes punitive enforcement that targets these workers, it creates a bit of a paradox where the very workforce that the farmers relied upon is being driven into the shadows, right?
More than 40% of U.S. farm workers are undocumented or not legally authorized to work, according to a 2022 report from the Department of Agriculture. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate, Harvest Public Media.
The Clinton County Sheriff's Office is warning residential and rural property owners about potential thieves offering to perform tasks such as yard cleanup, driveway repair, or other maintenance. In recent cases, they pose as maintenance or cleanup crews to distract the property owner while others in the group sneak into the home and quickly search for valuables. This is WVIK News.